irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Well, as you all know, I am in New York. I met with my publishers. We're doing the book on Delmonico's. I haven't been back in 20 years to the location on Beaver and South William Street. Met with the executive chef. We had the best time. More to follow. The book is going to be fantastic. For all of you following me on Twitter, I love it. Keep it going at Max Tucci. And let me know what's going on in your life, because you know that I love to hear what's going on in your life. And I love that you're tuning in. I know you have options. Well, tonight we have a great show. In just a little bit, we have the divine goddess of everything. Nikki Haskell is going to be joining us. I said to Nikki before the show, what do we title you? And she's like, I've had so many titles. I've been titled out. Well, you are the goddess of everything. So in just a moment, Nikki Haskell is going to join us. Then Sean Scott is back, and he's going to give us all the scoop on what's going on with hot topics and fashion trends and all the good stuff. Actually, speaking of what we're doing tonight here on Max and Friends, Nikki Haskell really was the woman doing this all before we did Max and Friends and before Joan Rivers and before all of that. Nikki was doing the carpets and she was interviewing the guests at Studio 54. She's simply divine, Nikki Haskell. And we've had her here on this show before. The other night we were at Donahue's, and of course, I'm sitting at the bar with my dear friend Vanessa Noel. Catch her on Real Housewives of New York. She's going to be on two more episodes. And in walks in the force of nature and the goddess herself, Nikki Haskell. And I was like, honey, this Sunday you're on my show. She said, let's do it. And then I found out that it was Nikki's birthday today. So before we bring Nikki Haskell on the show, we've got to play a song for her. I think it's only appropriate. So, Dina, what do we have in store for Nikki Haskell's birthday today, who's celebrating the divine goddess herself, Nikki Haskell? What song do we have, Dina?
Hit it. Happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday, we sing to you.
Yes, happy birthday to you, Nikki Haskell, and welcome to Max and Friends.
If there's anything I love, it's my birthday.
Well, I'm so glad you're here joining us tonight on Max and Friends. It's always so much fun when Nikki Haskell is in the house, isn't it?
How fortuitous was it? We ran into each other the other night.
And you were prior.
Mad Max.
You saw Mad Max.
And you was an uptick seeing you, because I don't know. I'm sure I'm in the minority, but that was maybe the worst picture I ever saw in my life. But what do I
know?
Well,
you know, I'm glad you're talking about it, because it's going to be part of our hot topics later. Nikki, you're always one step ahead. Has that been your nature in life?
Always. I've always been at the right place at the right time. I've always been a trendsetter and a trend spotter.
So let's go back to Nikki Haskell. Tell us about your life journey, because it's so incredible how many things you've done, how many incredible people that you've interviewed. But let's talk about you tonight. So where did it all begin today on your birthday?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, because I was brought up in Beverly Hills, and I came from the generation, none of my girlfriends ever worked. I was just going to grow up, get married, live happily ever after. It never entered my mind that I was ever going to have to work. So it was like I was never prepared for the workforce. I was only prepared for the marriage force. But actually, I got married, of course, when I was like 19 years old, and I was married and divorced twice to the same person. And when I got divorced the first time, I took $18,000 and ran it into $2 million as a stockbroker in the stock market. So when I remarried my husband again, he said, "Why don't you get a job?" I went, "Job? Why would I ever want to get a job?" So I decided.
So why would you?
Well, it was one of those, you know, catchers catch can kind of thing. So it was one of those situations that, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I was never qualified to do anything. I barely got out of Beverly Hills High School. So it was amazing. I thought, well, maybe I'll become a stockbroker. I mean, it never entered my mind that there were no women stockbrokers on Wall Street. That, you know, I was just there at the right moment. There were five women in Wall Street. A friend of mine owned a brokerage firm. I became a broker, and for 10 years I worked for Drexel Burnham. And it was a phenomenon, because there were no other women. And when all these other women in the world were burning their bra and going for equal rights, I was out there doing it. But I've always been on the cutting edge. And then after I did it for 10 years, it was like, okay, bye-bye. And Prince Egon von Fürstenberg came along, who was a close friend of mine, and said, "They want me to do this television show. I'd like for you to co-host it." So we became co-hosts, and he decided he didn't want to do the show, so they made it my show. And they wanted to shoot it in a studio, and I wanted to shoot it on location. So, of course, it was always that me wanting to shoot it at Studio 54, and because I was so bored with seeing Johnny Carson, as I still am today, with all these talk shows of people sitting, you know, behind a desk with the same backdrop, with the same band, with the same four jokes, the two guests, one musical performance. I mean, late night is now in a state of total disarray, because people are bored with looking at that same situation. So now I've just done a sizzle reel for a new television show. I don't know, did I send you the
Yes, the we were sitting at Donahue's, and you had shown me the sizzle reel. It's amazing.
But today, the Huffington Post did a major article on me about the television show. It's called A Flashback to the Future, where I re-interview the same. See, I own all of my footage, because, of course, nobody would ever do what I wanted to do, so I just did it myself.
Smart woman. Smart woman.
If you ask two people, what should you do? Two people give you two different answers, and it won't be what you want to hear. And I'm not interested in not hearing what I don't want to hear, so I had to do it myself. And fortunately, I own all the footage, and we did this fabulous sizzle reel, which you saw. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll get a show. But, you know, it's out of the stream of things. It's not your normal show. It's not the Housewives. It's not the Alligators. It's a really sophisticated, fun, sort of a Where Are They Now mixed with a talk reality show.
Now, what inspired you? Yeah, we're looking here on the Huffington Post right now. We're going to post it on Facebook, and we're going to post it on Twitter, so you all can have the link. But what inspired you to come up with Flashback to the Future?
Well, you know, It's an interesting phenomenon. I always knew all I had to do was to hang on to this footage, and someday it would be very valuable. I always got it. I don't know how I had that sort of second sense that I knew that everything old would be new again. And I knew that it was just a matter of time. And usually, the way life works, every 20 years, they go back. So if it's in the 80s, they want it in the 60s. And if it's in the 2000, they want to, but for some reason, the 80s never came back because the 60s and the 70s sort of got smushed together, and they never really went away. And all of a sudden, now everyone wants the 80s because the 80s was the last age of innocence. There were no faxes. There were no cell phones. I mean, I used to give parties at Studio 54. I don't even know how we found everyone. How I got, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you move 3 inches and you can't find where you're going, you call someone or you text someone. We've become so totally dependent on our cell phones that we don't even know how to navigate in life. You know what? We somehow found it. We somehow got the... I remember... Because in those days, you had to send out invitations. And I used to give a party every Friday night at the Studio or the Underground or Regine's or La Club. And I remember at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would take these letters, which we had a hand address, down to 42nd Street, and I had to, like, it was like the war of the world. I would, like, have to bribe the guy, please put my mail up so people can get it. I mean, every interview, everything had to be done, and I shot everything. And I don't know how I did it. It's interesting because they say, well, you know, you have all this footage, but of course it'll never transfer because it's so old. And everything transferred because I only shot new footage on new tapes. And I sat there because I hadn't seen it in 25 years, and the tears came streaming down my face. And I was totally blown away. I said, how did I ever do this? How did I get to Rio de Janeiro and the Cannes Film Festival? I mean, I was very lucky because Pan Am was my sponsor. There was this wonderful man, this old drunk named Mr. Barkle. And I'd call him every day around 4 o'clock after I had about 9 martinis. And I'd say, hi, Mr. Barkle, it's Nikki. Can I have a 747 to go to Rio? Okay. He said, could you take out the Clipper class and put a piano in? And I would take Neil Sedaka and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Margot Hemingway and Liza, and we'd all go down to Rio. And I had a great friend there named Anna Maria Tornaghi, and she got us comped everywhere. And when I was a little girl, I was born in Chicago. My parents took me to nightclubs from the time I was like 5 or 6 years old. It was probably because I never really found out why, but when I look back in retrospect, it was probably because they didn't have a housekeeper or a babysitter, so they just took me. So, I mean, I was going to nightclubs, and the first nightclub act I ever saw was Carmen Miranda and Jimmy Durante. I took one look at Carmen Miranda, I thought, I'll take one of those. So I always was mesmerized by going to Rio de Janeiro. And so when the opportunity arose and I had the show and I went down with Richard and Robert DuPont, they were the ones that organized it, it was wild. And it was an experience of a lifetime, and we did it for 12 years.
Wow.
And then I was the first person to ever put fashion on television.
Before Joan Rivers.
Well, you know, I used to do Joan's show all the time. Joan had the Joan Rivers show. And I used to be a guest of hers. Joan was a really good friend of mine. In fact, we would end up going to Temple together on the high holidays at Temple Emmanuel. I mean, she was fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, everybody keeps saying to me, you know, you should really be on Fashion Police, and you'd be great on Fashion Police. But the truth of the matter is I don't like to say anything bad about anyone.
Yeah.
You know, Kathy Griffin buried herself. You can't. Joan was a one of a kind. She was
Joan irreverent. Was Joan.
Right.
Nikki, what was your fondest memory of Joan Rivers?
You know, Joan and I had a mutual friend. His name was Tommy Cochran, and he used to produce the Carol Burnett show. And the three of us used to go to Elaine's, which was my all-time favorite place. And we would laugh so hard that the tears would be rolling down our face. Because Joan and I had a very similar personality, and of course, I was never intimidated by her. And we were just so much fun. And I'll give you a perfect example of even last year. You know, I'm very close to Clive Davis. He's probably my best friend. And every year he gives this event called Pound Ridge Idol. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's over Memorial Day weekend, and he's so organized. And you go up there, and there's a big party one night, and the one night they have, it's called,
so many parties.
It's the Yellow Banana, or Are You Happy to See Me Comedy Hour. So you get up and you tell jokes one night. So I say to Joan last year, listen, Joan, give me a joke. I'm short a joke. So she says, so I write this joke down like on a matchbook cover. And now I can't read the joke, right? So I get up on the stage and I'm holding my little matchbook cover. And I start to tell this joke and she says to me, you're telling this joke all wrong. This isn't the joke. This is the joke. I said, it's like we had rehearsed it. It was so funny. It was spontaneous. People were like, it looked like we had you're telling the wrong joke. I said, well, didn't you tell me to say this? And she said, no, I told you to say this. And it was so delicious and so much fun. And she was really the kindest, sweetest, delicious person of all time. I was such a major fan of hers. And the ironic thing, for some reason, there was a period of time for about 3 years, because I commute back and forth to L.A., that Joan and I would end up at the airport, American Airlines, at 6 o'clock in the morning. Here the two of us are in full drag. She's got the she had the eyelashes on, the fur coat. The two of us would get on the plane, and we would laugh all the way to L.A.
Oh, how much fun. Well, you know, Nikki, you are known for all of your interviews at Studio 54. You have impressively have interviewed almost every celebrity face that there is from then till now, and all of these friends of yours are still around. You were with Ivana Trump for your birthday. You had a fabulous birthday, Lucerne.
Yes.
Where do you get the energy? Give us some advice, because you have so much energy. We see you on Instagram. We see you on Facebook. You are living the life with this great amount of energy. And people often ask me, like, where do you get this energy? Where do we get the energy that you have, Nikki Haskell?
You know, I think that when you're born, you come with a certain set of dynamics, and it's the way you are. You can't be anything more than you are. You can't be smarter or brighter or more fun. You can try, you know, you can try to be a better person. You can try to be more fun. You can try to be more fashion forward. But the energy you have is something in your soul. My mother was like that. My mother had untold energy. I mean, I'm up 5:30 in the morning, and I'm out till 1-2 o'clock in the morning almost every night. And, you know, I don't want to miss anything. Life is too short.
Yeah.
And I'm so lucky, because I have such great friends. You know, like Joan Collins is one of my closest friends. You know, and I'm best friends with Lionel Richie. And I've just written a musical. I have the most wonderful, delicious black writing partner called The American Dream. And I just invented this new product called the Star Shooter, which is a revolutionized the selfie industry. And I'm doing a new TV show called The Flashback to the Future. If you stop, you lose your momentum.
If you stop, you lose your momentum. Take that, people, and write that down. Make that your mantra. Nikki, who inspires you in life? Who is one of your real inspirations in life?
You know, it's interesting, because my mother was my great inspiration. She was just the coolest person that ever lived. And as far as celebrities are concerned, I mean, there's nobody more inspirational than Joan Collins. She is the most fabulous woman. She has 3 children. She gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning. She swims 50 laps. We live in the same building in Los Angeles. She swims 50 laps every day. Her birthday's next week. I think she's, you know, 8'3" here.
Right. And then she's also Dame now. Dame.
Now she's
Joan
a Dame.
Collins.
Now she's a Dame. I was invited to London to be there. I just, you know, I mean, fortunately, I'm invited to so many places. But, you know, you can't be every place.
Right.
Joan is really an inspiration. She's smart and fun, and I know her since I'm 19 years old. Mm-hmm. It's funny, because she said to me, so darling, Let me get this straight. You and I know each other since the 80s? I said, no, Joan. You and I know each other since the 50s. And I pulled out this article that was in the newspaper. There was a club in the 50s called Marushka's. And the twist first came in, and it was this hot club that was in Hollywood. And they had a twist contest. And she came as a guest to the club, and Bob Hope came, and the two of them judged the twist contest, and I won. And ironically, enough, I had the press clipping from that night. The truth of the matter is, you know, like sometimes you say, how do you know so-and-so? And you say to yourself, I don't know how I know them. This is how I met Joan that night. And we became friends ever since. And she is
That's
delicious.
Beautiful. She is. Well, speaking of Joan Collins, we have Jackie Collins coming on Max and Friends in just then a couple of months. She's got her new book out. If you're joining us right now for the first time, thanks for tuning in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. My guest tonight is the goddess of everything. That's what I'm going to call you from now on, Nikki Haskell.
Yeah, I love that.
The goddess of everything.
Perfect.
Nikki Haskell is joining me. We're celebrating Nikki's life, her birthday, and all of these wonderful events and all this wonderful energy that you have. And all, tell us about your Broadway show that you're writing, your musical.
Well, the musical, I'll never live long enough to see it on Broadway. But I originally, when we wrote, it's called The American Dream. It's so fabulous. I work with this writing partner who's brilliant. His name is Selah. And we wrote this originally as a movie. And then with the onslaught of Empire, all of a sudden one of my really close friends, Lionel Richie, who took one look at it and said, this is like the Empire version with dancing. It's like the same sort of, you know, it's a urban musical, a lot of singing, dancing, you know.
And a lot of energy, good energy.
And the music is fabulous, and it's fun. So now,
and you know what? I saw a clip with you and your writer on Instagram. You are always posting. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. I love watching your videos. I love your toodaloo. Toodaloo is my favorite thing. I absolutely love. I was at dinner again today. Could you believe at Donahue's for dinner again? And I was talking about. They said, "Who's on your show tonight?" Actually, Donald Deal. He was at Donahue's. I said, "Oh, Nikki Haskell." And we were talking about Nikki. You have brought Toodaloo back. Like Justin Timberlake brought Sexy back. Nikki has been saying Toodaloo. I love it. So we're bringing Toodaloo back here on Max and Friends.
tonight was actually my birthday. Even though last night they had a party for me at Le Cirque. I had dinner with Neil and Liba Sadaka, who are friends of mine forever. We went to Rio de Janeiro together back in the 80s. And today I had lunch with Ivana. She had a luncheon for me. And yesterday was a luncheon for me at Le Cirque. But today was my birthday, and I had dinner tonight with one of the great legends of all times, Arlene Dahl.
Oh, I love Arlene. You know, Arlene Dahl, we've contacted to be part of the new Oscars Delmonico book. She was great friends with my father. We got to get in touch with her. We'll talk after
the
show for sure. She's divine.
She's so fabulous. We had dinner tonight with my friends Eve and Stanley Moore, and they gave me this fabulous birthday party at the hottest new place in town, the Polo Bar.
Oh, it's divine.
Fabulous. We had dinner there tonight. And tomorrow night, they're having another party for me at Le Cirque. And we're just going to have parties and parties. And then next weekend, Pound Ridge Idol, Clive Davis's big event for Memorial Day weekend. So that's going to be another big, you know, five-day festival. So it should be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And
You are fun. If any word comes to me, it's not only energy because you have so much. Even that other night I ran into you, it was so late. You have so much energy. And you're fun. You are fun to be with.
What's plan B? If you're not fun, what are you, pain in the neck? I mean, life is short. You've got to be fun. You've got to be, you know, kind. You've got to be endearing. I do a lot of charity work. I get up early in the morning. I work with all sorts of different people. I mean, in one day I do more than most people do in a lifetime. But you
That's
have to
truth.
Be inspired. I hope that I inspire young people. I find young people today are really very hard to inspire.
Well, we have a guest coming on. He's my new co-host here on Max and Friends. He's a young millennial. He's inspired by you. Before we bring him on, because he wants to ask you some questions, because you know how to inspire the young.
So what's a millennial? Give me a millennial. What's a
millennial? Is the kids of now generation now, basically.
So this is like not X. This is not the baby boomers is like the millennials, or like the
it's
new,
like
the
kids,
the
yeah.
Block.
And he's super cool. He's a new co-host here on the show because we bring in fun people all the time.
Good.
But when I said I'm breaking Nikki Haskell,
where does he live?
He's out in L.A., so the two of you will have to get together. He's 20 years old and so much fun.
So you know, I'm the queen of the Soho House. So when you come out to L.A., we'll go to the Soho House.
Done. But how? Before we bring him on, how can people find you? And how can they follow you and watch all of your awesome Toodaloo videos?
I'm so easy to get a hold of. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. Under Nikki Haskell or Nikki BH or whatever. I'm easy to find. I'm really easy to find. And I've
super.
Got lots
all right.
of followers.
And we're gonna after the show we're gonna tweet you and we're gonna link you and tag you so people will know how to follow you.
Good.
But let's bring on Sean Scott. Sean, welcome back to Max and Friends. Love having you here. You know you're talking to an idol right now, goddess of everything,
and
Nikki
don't
Haskell.
Don't forget it.
What's up, Max Tucci and goddess of everything? How's it
Yay,
going?
Like
Happy
that.
Birthday.
Thank you. And where are you now? Are you in LA?
I'm in Los Angeles, yes.
Where do you live?
I live mostly in Hollywood, but I go back and forth between Hollywood and Marina Del Rey. Where do you live?
Okay. I live on Wilshire and Beverly Glen.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. And in New York, I live up in the Upper East Side.
Oh, very fancy.
And I've lived in the same apartment for 45 years.
Wow.
And if you follow Nikki, she gives you tours of not only her amazing artwork, but the energy in that apartment is spectacular.
Okay.
So, but I know you have some questions for Nikki. So before we go any further, I know you want to ask her your questions. So shoot.
Well, yeah, no, I definitely, I mean, I've never met you before, Nikki, but what Max said, you sound like so much fun. And it's so crazy to me. You were the first female stockbroker on Wall Street.
Not the first, among the first five.
Among the first five. Well, we'll just say the first.
First that you know. The rest first, of them, I'm sure, are long gone.
Yeah. So, but it's so interesting that you were brought up as, you know, you get married and you live the domestic life, but you totally broke the mold and, you know, got a job, you make your own money. I'm interested if you have any advice on anyone going through the same situation as you.
I think it's a lot tougher out there today than it was. Well, I don't know. Maybe it was tougher then. I can't decide if it was tougher now or tougher then. But wherever you are, everything is tough. It's hard to find somebody. Friends are difficult. You can't really trust anybody. You know, I was very
especially
lucky.
In L.A.
I was brought up in L.A. and I had. And then I moved to New York, and when I came back, everybody was thrilled to see me. So it was really sort of fun. I took a 20-year hiatus.
Yeah.
And I love being in L.A., and there's great energy there. But, you know, of course, there's nothing in the world like New York. And, you know, I'm a people person. And it's so interesting because I see people, and they're negative. That's one of the reasons I came back to L.A., in 87, because everybody was so negative in New York after studio closed, and everybody was. I never did any drugs.
Yeah,
that was. I never did. You know, I was a disco junkie. All I wanted to do was go dancing every night. And
same.
I kept thinking
that's
to myself,
all I want to do.
And I kept thinking, do you go to Giorgio's in L.A.?
No, I've never been. I've never even heard of it.
Well, you're not in with the A. On Sunset at the Standard Hotel every Saturday night is one of the great discos.
Work!
Right? I'll meet you there.
I go every Saturday night.
Oh, okay. I'll see you there. Then.
I go with Brian Rabin. It's very cool. You go through the kitchen. It's very Rat Pack sort of thing.
Ooh,
and you have
okay.
to go to this fabulous little discotheque. It's only open on Saturday night. And it's star-studded. And all they play is old 80s disco.
Okay.
It's
I will
terrific.
Definitely check that out. Definitely.
I am flying in, Nikki Haskell. I am flying in for that. If you're tuning in for the first time, you're tuning in to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. My guest, the goddess of everything, Nikki Haskell, and my co-host, Sean Scott, is joining me. And you guys are joining me. We love you for tuning in. There's so much more show, so stay here with us because we're talking more about Nikki Haskell and her wonderful life and all the energy she's given us and just a really good, positive energy, a loving, fun energy. So if you pick up anything from this show, pick up the fun, pick up the love, and take that energy into this week, because not only will you be happier, but those around you will be happier. Don't you agree, Nikki?
You know what it's all about. You know, you have to look at your life. You have to actually get naked and look in the mirror and say to yourself, what am I doing here? What am I in for? Why am I standing here? Am I having a good time? Am I making a difference? And if you aren't, that's not so terrible either. You don't have to change the world. The trick with life is you have to be good to your friends, good to your family, have morals. I'm very moralistic. I'm very conscious of what goes on around me. I'm always I try to be a really good person. I mean, all those sort of cliche things that they tell you that you should be, I really try to be that way. I was born in the Midwest. I was born in Chicago. So I have a Midwest attitude. I don't take anything for granted. I'm appreciative of everything. People that are friendly with me, like you, Max, I mean, you've been a friend of mine. I mean, I'm honored to be on your show. I think you do a great job. I don't take anything for granted. I'm not the... Maybe I am spoiled, you know? Maybe I've got too many Chanel shoes and too many this and that. But I've spoiled myself. You know, it's
That's
not like...
Right.
I've... And believe me, I just went through 6 horrible years because I lost my business, the Star Caps... These football players came along and started taking my products to mask steroids, and I lost $20 million. And my whole life changed. But you know what? Every day I went out and got dressed and had a good time and never missed a beat. I never felt sorry for myself. I never laid my problems on anyone else. And you know what? I finally got through with this whole thing. It cost me $20 million. Plus, I had to pay $17,000 to destroy $20 million worth of Star Caps. So, you know what? Sometimes you got to take your lumps. Not every day is perfect.
And you know what, Nikki? You're so gracious about it, too, because through all of this, you've never played the victim role, and you've always had your held high, and you've always been gracious. And I think the graciousness that you have is a reflection of who you are and also your friends. And that's why everyone is so drawn to loving you, because you're so gracious. You're so kind.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Nikki Haskell, I love the quote that you said, and we were posting it right now on Facebook. Be good to your friends, be good to your family, have morals, and don't take anything for granted. What does your
mother
used to say?
My mother used to always say, take good days and bad days and treat them the same.
Yeah.
Every day I get up, you know, I'm filled with problems or whatever it is, not usually, and I get dressed, do what I have to do, go to lunch, go to dinner. I never, ever, ever stay home and wallow in or feel sorry for myself. Never.
Never, because it gets nowhere, right?
No, it's a waste of time, and what it does is it ends up consuming you. I'm very superficial. I only want to go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
I don't want to stay around and think about what I should have done. I should have done this different. I never punish myself for anything.
There's
never.
Nothing wrong with that. Always moving
forward.
If
I make a mistake, I try not to make it again.
You know what the beauty of mistakes are? They're not mistakes. They're lessons learned.
I always say that. I always
Isn't
say
it the truth?
So
it's
true.
The truth. So well, Nikki Haskell, speaking of time, our time is coming to an end here because we've got to get into this. Do you want to stay with us and do Hot Topics, Nikki Haskell?
Sure, I would love to.
All right, so Nikki Haskell is staying
with
us.
I have an opinion on absolutely everything.
And I love your opinion. So, John, Nikki's going to stay with Sean. Who's John? John is a spirit in the room right now. Whoever you are, John, hi, we acknowledge you. But, Sean, you're going to be here. Nikki's going to join us. Let's get things going here. We're going to get Amanda on in just a second. Nikki's staying with us. This is called Last Minute Production here on Max and Friends, and I love it. I love it like I love hydrangeas in Connecticut. So on that note, I got to say hi to Lazy Susan, first of all. Got to give a shout out to Ford, to Robert, to everyone that we met this weekend at the Javits Center. Amazing show over there at the IFCC. Great stuff. Wow. Talk about inspiration. And I've got to say shout out to Vanessa Noel somewhere in this townhouse. I love you, girl. If my mic sound different because I'm not in my studio tonight, I'm on the road. But that's how we get things done. So because I love having Sean Scott on Max and Friends, and I love his intro just as much as he has it and loves it, we have it here. We're going to play it tonight. So, Dina, let's get Sean Scott's intro right here on Max and Friends.
It's Sean Scott straight up on Max and Friends. Max and Friends.
Never get Sean, sick of that.
Isn't that fun, Nikki Haskell?
Love it.
All right, we're going to play a song right now, one of my favorite songs from Samantha Fox. Talk about the 80s, Naughty Girls Need Love Too. And when we're back, Sean Scott, best friend Amanda, is going to be here. And we're going to talk about Hot Topics. And Nikki Haskell, you're staying with us. So Naughty Girls Need Love Too on Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
Naughty. Maybe, just maybe, Naughty Girls Need Love Too.
Gossip. And we love Samantha Fox, and we love the song Naughty Girls Need Love Too, and we love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. We've got a full house here tonight. I've got Sean Scott, who's my co-host. I've got his best friend Amanda, and I've got one of my best friends, Nikki Haskell. Nikki, you become my best friend over the show. I just love your energy.
Same
You're
here.
So much fun. You're so much fun. So, where are we going to start, Sean Scott? Because this is your segment. This is your part of the show where you're going to give us the hot topics. And Nikki, at any time, and Amanda, at any time, jump in. But let's not be like The View and let everyone finish their opinion first.
Oh, God, The View. So, first of all, Amanda.
Hey.
Hi, what's up?
Nothing.
Okay, well, first of all, let's just give everyone a little background. Amanda, how long have I known you?
17 years since preschool.
Okay, give everyone like a little background on us.
I mean, we went to the same preschool, best friends for 17 years. We're both pretty sassy, so I mean, it kind of worked out.
It does. And in high school, well, and middle school, we were voted most likely to be seen on The Real World because of our opinionated conversation. So I told Amanda, I was like, come on to Max and Friends with me. Let's talk hot topics and let's do it. And she was like, I'm down.
You see, so from The Real World to Max and Friends.
Exactly.
Well, welcome, Amanda. All right. Tell us.
I just want to point out that I did win that award again in high school, so that is two times.
She did win that again in high school, and I did too.
All right.
They changed me to Best Bachelor. Anyways, let's get to some hot topics.
You've got a lot of hot topics, and Nikki Haskell, you're going to – when Sean brings up the hot topic, Nikki Haskell, this is like a fun round of what's on your mind. So, Nikki, okay, you're going to get the first view, and then Amanda, you'll get a view. So, Sean, what's the first hot topic?
Okay, so basically I saw the movie Mad Max, and I was – kind of impressed with the action aspect of it, but kind of bored with the whole storyline. And I know, Nikki, you
what
felt like exactly. There's no
storyline.
It was
like a bad video game.
Exactly.
But I felt so sorry for Charlize Theron. She was losing her body parts one at a time. First, she lost her arm. She lost her hair.
She almost lost her life.
I went to the premiere the other night just before I saw Max at the Screen Directors Guild. It was like, is this the dumbest movie I have ever seen in my life, or what?
I know.
Much did it do this weekend? $12 billion?
Well, okay, so Mad Max has earned $44 million, but Pitch Perfect, which is a favorite between me and Amanda, $70.3 million, which I'm super excited about. Amanda and I literally know every word to Pitch Perfect. We're obsessed.
Yeah, I'm dying.
I haven't seen it, but tell me about it. What's enthralling about it?
Amanda, tell us about it.
Well, I mean, it kind of brings the same feel as the first Pitch Perfect. Like, you get to see all of, like, the singers, but they're not, they have to, like, don't they do, like, the world competition, Sean?
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest, I haven't seen it yet, but I saw the first Pitch Perfect, and I want to see the second one. The first one, it's going to sound lame if I explain it to you, but it's about this a cappella group in college, and, you know, they go through all of the competitions and basically come out on top. But it's hilarious. Rebel Wilson is in it. It's an amazing cast, and they sing like...
And so is the dude from Workaholic.
You know what's really funny? I just saw her. I was at the Jon Stewart show that night that I saw Nikki Haskell. Earlier, I went to Jon Stewart, and she was there. Cute, adorable. I love her, the blonde from Australia.
Oh my god, she's hilarious.
Yes. Well, she was on Jon Stewart. We like had our moment. It was so much fun. She's adorable. Love her. Love the energy she has. So I'm sure everything is going to be fun. All right, we have limited time. Sean, you know how this happens. We always get a great guest on, and we always want to stay with them, so our hot topics get shorter and shorter.
I
think that's impressive, because when you have someone like Nikki Haskell, hot topics don't matter. But this one is fun, because they're tonight. They're the Billboard Awards. Tell us about them, Sean, and then Nikki, jump in.
I was dying to go. Were they terrific?
Okay, well, I haven't seen them yet because they're actually playing right
now. Because
you're
in L.A., that's right.
Yeah, I'm on L.A. time, but I did a little research, and I've heard lots of things. The Bad Blood, Taylor Swift, you know how Taylor Swift got together, all of her girlfriends, you know, like Gigi Hadid, Selena Gomez.
Right.
It's this new Bad Blood music video. Apparently, it's really great, and it debuted tonight at the Billboard Music Awards. And so I'm excited to take a look at that. And she also debuted her new boyfriend, Calvin Harris, so I'm wondering how Amanda feels about that.
How long will he last? One song. He's good for one song.
I love you, Nikki Haskell.
One song, a few paychecks, and then she's
done.
One
song, and he's history.
Wow. And he's history. All right. Well, also,
love Taylor Swift. I am a major Taylor Swift fan. I think she is such a special woman. I think she's inspiring. I think she's clever. I think she's sexy. She gets it all together. You know, I like Miley Cyrus, but it's enough already with the underpants and the bras and the stuff.
Taylor
Swift, get it together, girl.
Yeah.
Well, what happens when you don't...
People are tired of her, just like they got tired of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Well, Nikki, here, what happens when you don't show up at the Billboard and you're slated to show? What happens?
Bye-bye. See you next time.
Mariah Carey,
show up.
Tell us, Sean Scott.
Mariah Carey
didn't show up?
No, she did not show up to rehearsal, but apparently
didn't
she nailed her performance. Yeah, exactly, Amanda. She killed
Can I tell you something?
you the
it's
winner.
It's tough to keep it fresh. It's tough to keep it alive. And I thought it was a mistake for her to go back to Las Vegas again because it's not a new show. I mean, how many times can you hear her screaming those songs out?
Las Vegas is where you go when your career is dead, I feel.
No. She's a super talent. Let's not be fair. Her career is not dead.
Right.
It needs to be recrunched.
Let's be honest, this generation.
Look at Cher. How many times has Cher reinvented herself?
This is what I love about when you get Nikki Haskell, the goddess of everything, who's interviewed all these people, and you get these young, fiery, I don't want to call you a millennial because you're my co-host, but you get these young, fiery spirits, and this is what happens.
That.
That's why I love opinions. But before we talk about anything else, we've got to talk about one more thing, and then we got to say goodnight to everyone, because that's how much...
No, I don't want to say goodnight.
I know. Well, Nikki,
you know
you're going to come back.
You know who I just got a birthday text from? LaToya Jackson.
Hi, LaToya. Hope you're tuning in to Max and Friends.
Okay, and I miss you. I'm following you on Twitter. You're so cool. I love her.
So, Sean, tell us about Beverly Frankel real quick and what happened. Unless you guys want to talk, tell us about Bethany Frankel.
Well, as Amanda knows, I'm obsessed with
Bethany Frankel. All those girls that are on The Housewives, it's like a moment in time. You're like famous for 5 minutes.
Not Bethany.
She came up with the skinny vodka. She's a smart girl, but she's not nice. I mean, she even knows that she's not nice.
Sean Ross is Real Housewives.
Yes, I do. Don't hit on any of the Real Housewives. You know,
what happened?
Bethany Frankel, and I think that she stands out, you know, against all the housewives because she's created this multi-million dollar brand.
Right.
But what's coming up in the news right now is that she's ordered to pay her ex's because, you know, she's going through this huge divorce with her ex, Jason
Hoppe.
But
she had to pay him. Okay. So
yeah, she had to pay him $100,000 in legal – and she's paying his lawyer's fees. And
it
I'm
happens.
Just like,
you know, shit happens. What can you do?
Yeah,
but
that's
the truth of the matter is the problem with her, and she knows it, is she's not nice. There's nothing endearing about her. You don't want to be her friend. You know what I'm saying?
I think that this whole divorce thing has just made her a little more closed off, a little more cold. Because if you check her out on other seasons, she's much more, you know, I think she's been through a lot, and I think it's definitely taken a toll on her. But, I mean, how embarrassing for the husband who is supposed to be.
I mean, it happens all the time. My girlfriend, do you know how many times Liza Minnelli had to pay guys off, or Lorna Luft? All right, I've got girlfriends all the time. You marry these guys, they're nerdy-wells. They don't have any money. You end up with two kids. The next thing you know, they want a divorce, and you have to pay them. That's life in the fast lane.
It's life. It's terrible.
Life in the fast lane. Well, life in the fast lane has brought us to the end of the show, Sean Scott and Amanda and Nikki Haskell. But
Amanda, I want to meet you when I come out to L.A.
Yes, I'm in L.A. Yeah, hit me up anytime. We'll Soho House it up all night.
I'll be back on the first. You know, I'm the queen of the Soho House.
Okay, perfect. I'll meet you there.
Absolutely.
Done. And I'm going to
love you guys.
Nikki, I'm going to have to fly out with you. But, Nikki, I absolutely love and adore you. You've got this great energy. It's infectious. I think we all need a little piece of Nikki Haskell in our life. So go follow Nikki on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and bring out the word toodaloo instead of saying bye. Say toodaloo,
toodaloo.
Because it's just toodaloo. So chic. So, Nikki Haskell, happy birthday. Toodaloo
you.
To you, my
you
friend.
And my new TV show is going to be on the air, Flashback to the Future, because, Max, you're going to be on it.
I would love to. And Nikki, can we do lunch before I leave New York? I'm going to call you after
the
show.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do lunch.
All right.
You want to go to Michael's?
Love to. Well, I'm going to call you after the show. I got to wrap this up because my producer's saying wrap it up. So speaking of wrapping it up, practice safe sex, everyone. Wrap it up. Take life to the max. Love one another. Toodaloo, Nikki, Sean, good night. Amanda, thank you for joining us. Oh, you guys will have more time next time. All right. Well, take life to the max.
Be kind, be funny. And don't let anybody push you around.
That's right, except for Max Tucci, because he's got to wrap the show up. So everyone, take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the